What do you want to be known for? This is one of the most important questions you can ask yourself as a leader. There are four important elements that you need to consider when establishing your unique brand message so that it stands out in all the right ways. So let's dive in.
My name is Samantha Riley, and this is the podcast for experts who want to be the unapologetic leader in their industry. We're going to share the latest business growth, marketing, and leadership strategies, as well as discussing how you can use your human design to create success in business and life, inside and out. It's time to take your influence, income, and impact to the level you know you're capable of. Are you ready to make a bigger difference and scale up? This is the Influence by Design podcast.
Welcome to episode 423 of Influence by Design in our 30 in 30, where we're releasing an episode every day for this month of September. We're focusing on the theme of stepping into your power, being the unapologetic leader in your industry so you can build your elegant empire. And today we're talking about standing out with your unique brand message. Now, I really realized the importance of this back in 2015. It was the first time in my business life where I had let my message get a little bit, I'm talking to everybody. We all know what we mean. So I'd always had a very, very tight niche. I've been in business for almost 30 years. And there was this one moment in 2015 where I decided, no, I don't want to work in this niche anymore. I'm a little bit bored. I want to work with all business owners because I know that I can help all business owners. When I realized the enormity of the mistake that I'd made was I was standing at the back of the room being introduced on stage. I was about to be a speaker at a conference, and I was being introduced on a stage by someone who was really good friends with me. And he was, you know, introducing me and said, look, I've known Sam for years. She's absolutely amazing at what she does. He said, but don't actually ask me what that is because I don't really know. And I died inside. And I just, from that point, was like, I never want to feel like that again. I felt a little bit silly, and I didn't want to have that experience again. So I really understood from that moment the importance of a brand message. You know, when you think about Brené Brown or Tony Robbins, you know straight away what they do. They've chosen a niche and they've built a really solid brand. Now, if you're at a networking event or a mixer and someone asks you what you do, what do you say? I'm sure we've all been at an event like this and someone's told you what they do and you have no idea what they're talking about. And you're kind of standing there thinking, I don't understand what they're saying. Or maybe they're still explaining it after 5 minutes and you're starting to glaze over. So think about the last time you had to explain to someone what you did. Maybe you were at a networking event or a conference and you started to get tongue-tied, or maybe the person you were speaking with just didn't pick up what you were putting down. The biggest problem I see with many experts who are having trouble growing and scaling their business is that they don't have a clearly defined niche or a clear message that resonates with their audience. When people don't understand what you do, it's very difficult to attract new leads and clients. So, if this is resonating with you, I want to go through the four boxes that you need to tick when you're creating your brand message. Number one is, what is the outcome you help your ideal clients achieve? Now, this needs to be succinct, and it could be just what you help them achieve, like be known as the unapologetic leader in your industry. Now, if someone was interested in positioning themselves in this way to grow their brand and their business, the conversation would open from there. We're not trying to explain everything that you do. Or you could go with an X without Y framework, which could sound something like, be known as the unapologetic leader in your industry, so you're not the world's best kept secret. You could either go with the pure outcome or an X without Y framework. Number two, who do you help? Don't fall into the trap of saying you help everybody with a heartbeat. I shared the story at the beginning of the episode. I've mentioned it many times on this podcast before, and I'll continue to talk about it because it's so important and it's a mistake that will hinder the growth you're looking for in your business. If you say you help everybody you'll attract nobody. When people are scrolling their newsfeed, you need to be able to call them out and stop their scroll. Your message needs to be speaking directly to a certain person so that, you know, when they're scrolling through, they know that the message is for them. Like my client Kathy, who works with women in midlife who are experiencing symptoms in perimenopause and menopause. Or another one of my clients, Tanya, who works with women surfers who want to compete on the professional surfing circuit. These are very specific messages to a specific person, which makes it very easy to understand who they work with. And just as importantly, repel the people who aren't a fit. Number three, your message needs to be understood. Now, there was a trend going around a little while ago where we were taught that you should say something a little cryptic with the idea that the other person would ask, oh, tell me more. Now, more often than not, this had people switching off and moving on to talk to someone else or changing the subject, because who wants to put themselves in a position of feeling silly because they don't understand what you're talking about? You want people to ask more about what you do and are actually interested to know more if the message resonates with them. And number four, you need to be remembered. So let's take an example. Just imagine my husband, Leon, who is the producer of my podcast, was at an event and someone asked him what he would do. He could say something like, I'm Leon from your podcastconcierge.com and I've got an end-to-end podcast production service for coaches and speakers. It's easily understood. That person knows exactly what he does and the types of clients he works with. It's simple, it's understood, and hopefully they'll remember it, so he's got more chance of being top of mind when that or if that person decides to start a podcast. So being remembered is a must if you want to build your audience, have prospects reach out, and really importantly, receive referrals. If people don't know or understand what you do and who you work with, they're unable to refer potential clients to you. Or alternatively, maybe they'll refer clients to you because that they know you're good, but they're unable to explain what you do succinctly. So the referral will fall flat and go nowhere. Now, to get clarity on your message and make sure it's hitting the mark, it's almost impossible to do on your own. One of my favorite and most used sayings, my clients can repeat this verbatim, is you can't read the label from inside the jar. Having a good coach to help you extract a clear message will be extremely beneficial to you to help you create a brand message that explains exactly what you do in a way that's unique and stands out in all the right ways. So if you've been listening to this episode and if you feel you haven't really nailed your message or it's not quite on point and it's close but not quite there, please reach out. I'd love to help you to create a brand message that's understood and remembered and is unique to you so you can stand out as the leader in your industry. So thanks so much for listening. And if you found this content valuable today, which I hope that you did, here's how we can help you to grow your expert business even faster. Join my free Facebook group, Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers, where inside you'll get access to weekly free training as we dive into every aspect of your business so you can be the unapologetic leader in your industry and build your elegant empire. You'll get the strategies, tools and worksheets that help you to get the quantum growth that you know you're capable of. So head on over to Facebook and search the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers group right now.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.